Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here at Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio today Kathleen Logan from the Power of E3 conference. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so you're going to have to just inundate me. Tell me about E3 and what it is.
E3 is a wonderful conference. When I get done with you, you'll wish you could be a woman and go to.
That's a pretty bold statement, Kathleen.
It is, but it's an opportunity for women to get together. I have attended for the last 2 years. This is the third year. And this time, I was invited to be the keynote speaker. I'm positive that was because we have the same mission, which is to educate and enlighten and empower women, particularly women over 50-55,
okay.
But women in general.
Yeah. So why the age thing?
Why
here?
The age?
Yeah.
Because, and I bet you're aware of this already, older women get overlooked. It's like, okay, you're over 50. You're done having babies. We don't need you anymore. You're used up. It's a very youth-oriented culture that we live in. So I feel like my mission is to uplift and empower women, which is what the conference does, to say that, hey, this is really an exciting stage of life.
Yeah.
You don't expect it, but it's true. You'll have a lot of fun.
Okay, so what makes it so exciting and fun?
I wrote a whole article on that for Council on Aging magazine. Well, there's a lot of freedom. Once our son was grown up and gone, that mother role was gone. My mom sadly died, so the caregiving aspect of my life was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had time and freedom to choose. In one of my books, I dubbed those middle years, 30s, 40s, and into the 50s, the responsible years, where women look after everybody else.
Yeah.
They're caregivers and caretakers,
sure.
And they're cooks and babysitters, and
you
name it. And often what happens when they get past 50 and those basic responsibilities, they kind of forgot what they wanted to be when they grew up.
Yeah.
And that sense of purpose and mission and value can shrink. And yet, the wonderful opportunity there, because you have the freedom, you have the time.
Yeah.
Not everybody, certainly. These are broad generalizations. And you can choose what you want. Most of us put our desires on the back burner while we were being responsible.
Yeah, for career and children and anything else you had to do. Take care of your parents. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I got one of my full-time jobs when our son was in high school. And what a wonderful opportunity that was to branch out. Being married to a military guy meant that I had to change. I didn't have a real career.
Mm-hmm.
I had to change and adapt everywhere we moved. But
that just makes you well-rounded with a whole lot of character.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, I mean, I understand. I get it. I mean, you probably had a million jobs.
I did.
You know, doing that.
And I often wonder, where is this leading? What am I ever going to do with this thing that I've learned how to do? And when I did go to work, I was coordinator of an employee assistance program here in Pensacola. And I thought, oh my goodness, this job has scooped up everything. The writing, the speaking, the mental health, the counseling, you name it. I had to use everything. And I really was surprised that that happened.
Yeah. I could. It's one of those where the hindsight's always 20/20.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you also find yourself a lot, you know at that stage in a person's life, I see there's a whole lot of comfort in knowing who you are.
Yes.
And that allows.
Finally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, finally. And that leads to just really being, like you said, free, I think.
Yes. The other big thing, and you'll like this one, Keith, is that I was never able, as a younger woman, to say no.
Right.
People wanted me to do something. I thought, oh, cool, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then often found myself overloaded. Now I am able to say, thank you very much. I really yeah. appreciate you thinking that I could do this, but no, thank you.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a huge change in life because yeah. that sets some boundaries, and it also makes sure that the things that I do choose to do are things that I find purposeful and worthwhile, and therefore I will do them better.
Yeah. 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 And you don't have to feel bad for saying no. I think that's another huge thing that happens.
Yes. Well, some people are like my sister was born knowing she was going to be a nurse. I thought, well, how nice was that? And she was a nurse, a nurse all her life, different yeah. phases of it. And I was born knowing I did not want to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And it's taken decades for me to figure out who I am mm-hmm. and what my purpose is. So there are two paths, my sister's, which was a straight shot, and mine, which kind of
zigzagged a little bit.
Zigzagged a lot.
Yeah, I think you have more fun that way.
Well, it's not been boring.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about that a little bit, because you were saying to me that you've done some of the speaking stuff, you've done some with Baptist. And
yes.
So enlighten me on your zigzag.
Well, it's been a big zig. I'll just give you the very short version. Elementary sure. school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I had a terrible principal, so I joined the Navy. Doesn't every girl run away and join the Navy?
Right.
When I went to Navy postgraduate school in Monterey, about halfway through, I spent 6.5 years in the Navy. Mm-hmm. About halfway through, I met my husband, who is a Navy fighter pilot, now retired. Great guy. And then we kept moving, and our son was born, mm-hmm. born in San Diego, raised in Virginia Beach and multiple other places.
Yeah.
So we lived in San Diego and Monterey, San Diego, Virginia Beach, got sent to Japan, which was fascinating.
Sure, I bet.
And in fact, our son is stationed there right now with his family.
Uh-huh.
Oddly.
Yeah. But does he like it?
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah.
He wanted to go back. He
yeah.
was
I've
nine.
Heard it's beautiful.
It was fascinating. Talk about a broadening experience uh-huh. in life, which that cultural thing is so critical in terms of being aware of what's going on in the world.
And that it's bigger than your front
yeah.
door.
And yes.
I was just having this conversation last night with somebody.
Oh, gosh, yes. And then yeah. we went to Washington, D.C., back to Virginia Beach many times there. Mm-hmm. And then here, much to our surprise, we stayed. That wasn't the plan.
It's okay. It happens.
It does.
It happens to people. It's not a bad plan.
You can have a plan, but as opportunities come up, adapt.
Yeah,
change your plan.
So talk to me about, I hear the E3 and the themes, but how is this portrayed in the conference?
An article I wrote a few years ago was on the three keys to a successful life. And I talked about physical health,
mm-hmm.
encompassing food and exercise.
Sure.
And financial health and spiritual or mental, whatever word you want to
right.
use it. This conference, that's why I say our missions are the same, does those three things, and we address it as wisdom instead, but that spirit, the wisdom, the ability to use your knowledge in wise ways, we do that. I'm talking about that spiritual aspect of the wisdom
mm-hmm.
and in the sharing of it. Anna Lee Leonard is talking about the financial wisdom. And then we have two people, one, a doctor who is talking about self-care, midlife and beyond.
Yeah.
And Letitia Jackson, who's known as Action Jackson, who's delightful, says it's never too late to love your body and yourself. So that's those three keys again. And I've read books. The terminology can be different, but the message is the same.
Yeah.
You have to be healthy as you can possibly be. Look after yourself.
Yeah.
And you won't have a very fun and spiritual life if you don't have the money. If you're always worried about money,
yeah,
it's very nerve-wracking, and it takes away a lot of your energy and your spirit.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people, sadly, are so focused on making money and being healthy, and they look forward to retirement. They have made zero plans. And then they, people who have not thought ahead, who am I? What's my purpose in life?
Yeah.
Why am I here? Are known to die early. Because it's like,
You get lost.
Yes. So it's life is interesting.
To say the least. But you have to recognize that.
Yes. Know? And you can't just say, oh, interesting. It also requires us to act.
Yep. Yeah. From
leaving your job as a major chef to radio. That's a bit of a step.
Well, you know, it gets a little lights of inspiration on the path sometimes that just, and like you said, adapt. And, you know, it's just, again, a conversation I was having just last night with Stone, who you just met, was, you know, one of the things that we had decided just worked was that I just was like, I'm not going back. So sort of that forced adaption into, but even into bigger of what you're saying is not only do you have to adapt, but you just have to, I think you got to have that inherent side of you that just says, I just want to go do something fun, interesting, live. And the way that you're talking about here is you get some of these fundamentals covered and really taken care of and take your time to put the thought into them, and a whole new world can open up to you because you're just not spending your energy on those things anymore.
If indeed you know yourself and who you are, what your strengths are, and there are wonderful ways now that you can do that easily at no cost, and find out what your strengths are. And the top five are called your signature strengths. We are all encouraged over our lifetimes to fix your weaknesses, work on your weaknesses. Well, quite frankly, don't bother. You know, you need...
they're a waste of time, right?
You need a minimal level of skill in all those things. Yeah. But if you focus on your signature strengths, you will be happier, healthier, more productive. So why not spend your energy there?
Yeah. What a great concept. We should charge people for that. So... Well, tell me how to get involved with the conference and where I can go to register and get some more information.
Women who want to register, it's aimed at women 55 and over. Any woman who wants to come is welcome as long as they understand that the target is older women. But the information is quite wonderful for everybody. You can register online. Go to Power of E, that's capital letter E3.com, or you can call the office 850-437-3127. And there's an early bird special if you register before April 1st, $50.
Perfect. And then my understanding is your proceeds benefit Sacred Heart?
Yes. This is a big fat win-win.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Support.
The women who come, $50, you get breakfast, you get lunch, you get snacks, you get this wonderful information and a fun day, lots of networking and getting to know new people. But the money that is raised goes to the Sacred Heart Foundation so that women who don't have good health care or coverage or money can go and be treated. If they need a mammogram, they can get a mammogram. Right. So it not only are we helping ourselves by our presence at the conference, we're helping women who might not otherwise have access to good health care.
Sure, which is more than a lot of people would think.
Yes. Well, most folks don't want to say, well, I can't go see the doctor. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
That's a little embarrassing, but true for way too many people.
Yeah. So... I'm guessing that other businesses can get involved and that you guys always need volunteers or sponsors. And
absolutely, we do. And if you will call that number, 437-3127, there are opportunities to, at different levels, of course, for sponsorship. If you have a business that has something tangible to sell, whether it be a woman's lotions, for example, or a book, whatever you might have, you can have a table. Council on Aging will be there as organizations. So some of the organizations will be there as well, promoting their missions.
Which is a whole bunch of of even more information of things that we have access to in this community.
Yes, it's quite amazing. So there are different levels of sponsorships and the tables. If you can't come, maybe you can send your employees and just pay for them to go, because it is beneficial on so many levels.
So this will be the third year?
Yes.
So this is going to happen again, isn't it? This
yes.
is going to keep going?
First year, they made a couple $100 for the foundation.
Yeah, it's $100 more than yesterday, but yeah, I hear you.
Last year, the conference was able to raise $5,000.
Wow.
For the foundation. What a huge leap in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the goal is $8,000 to give to the foundation. Doing good works.
I think you're going to smash that goal. I can just something just says you're going to smash
it. Well, let
it.
Me tell you this then, too, Keith. Okay. If you can't go, you can still donate.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We might have something we could. Are you guys doing any kind of silent auction or anything like that?
There will be one big wonderful basket.
One
yes.
thing, we might have something we can yes. put in that basket for you.
Oh, that would be super.
Yeah, let me see what we can muster up here.
That would be most welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. So you brought in two books.
I did.
And I asked you about them because one of the questions I always like to ask people is, what book are you reading right now? So I asked, what are you reading? You said, well, I wrote these. So talk to me about them, because the covers look really cool, but you tell me about them.
The latest one, which is new, is Women's Wisdom, uh-huh. Pass It On. It's a series of...
Which, listen up, guys, you might want to read the book. It might give you some insight.
Absolutely. And somebody said, well, are you going to write one for men now? I said, I really think a man needs to do that one. But it's lessons learned, mm-hmm. Thoughtful explorations. It's on resilience and growing older and the highs and the lows.
Sure.
It's on becoming who you were meant to be. How can you do that? Things I've learned that, again, draws in that counseling psychology background as well as the teaching.
Yeah.
Brings in all of that. It's just a sharing. It's not, this is how you do it,
mm-hmm.
but more of a, this is how I try
Yeah,
things.
This is what worked for me kind of thing.
Yeah, and here's some ideas.
Yeah.
Which, even if those don't work, it might stimulate your thinking. And I talk about things like everyday courage. Well, what's that? Well, that's getting up, getting out of bed, and getting
deciding
something
to face
done.
The world, huh?
Yes. Or if your spouse dies, it takes courage to go on. Because I do know women, for example, who have just stopped living. They breathe, but they quit at that spot and didn't rise to the challenge. They didn't have the courage to rise up and live again in a different way. So these were written, many of them, for the Transition Network, which mm-hmm. is a national organization for women over 50. They when I did the first book,
mm-hmm.
they invited me to submit columns, which I did over a period of years. And then I thought, that was a lot of work and a lot of stuff. Maybe I can pull it together into a useful, complete book, which is how that one came to be. Second Blooming for Women, I wrote with Dr. Betsy Smith. Some of you out there may know her from the PJC days.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's still so hard for me to say PSC.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but, I know, but yes, I gotcha.
So we wrote Second Blooming for Women, Growing a Life That Matters After 50. Actually, this one is very useful for all women.
Yeah.
The feedback we get says, get rid of the over 50. Because it's good for all of us.
Well, and you know, and I was just about to say too that I think some of this doesn't even have to come with the age. I think there is so many of us that really truly want to get rid of some of those things that stop us from discovering who we are, or mm-hmm. we're all kind of going through that path where, why don't things click and why aren't things fitting and why isn't this going where I thought it was going to go? Not having that knowledge to say, well, it's not going that way because that's not who you are or where you were, or, and then being okay with that answer.
Yes. But then what?
Right. Exactly. And one of the things that this is resonating with me so much is leaving that chef world because I had been a chef for so long.
Huge change.
Well, yeah. Whether I had done this or anything else, it was like you really I had to say to myself, I'm okay with not being a chef right now, even though I'd spent 23 years of my life doing that or being that. So I can only imagine that you're right. Without age or no age, I mean, there are a lot of people waking up to this kind of stuff every day.
Yes. Actually, the steps in here are useful for men and women.
Yeah.
I've had a number of men use it. It's the over 50 came because in the book world, you have to have a target audience.
Sure, sure.
And secondly, women, when I grew up, our options were very limited. It was be a nurse, be a teacher, be a secretary, stay at home. And there were no lawyers, there were no doctors, there were no architects. Those were not options. Then in the 1960s, the women's movement occurred and we started branching out and doing new things. So what happened was folks like me got to the other end of life decades later and go, now what?
Right, right.
I can't live like my mom or my aunts did. It's just too different. So what do I do? And this Second Blooming for Women book is kind of a guide to help you understand where you come from and why it feels so strange right now. Yeah. And what do I do now?
Yeah. And it's okay to not have all the answers, I think.
I never did.
I know. Sometimes it makes it more fun sometimes, but you know, so.
But this can help you discover who you are as a human being and what you want to do and what your purpose is in life. It's got things to do along the way.
Yeah. Very cool. So where can somebody get their hands on those?
They are available from Amazon, any bookstore. You can go in and order them. They're available both on online from or on electronic devices. So you can, and the locally, Angel's Garden Gift Shop on North.
Oh, I love that place. They make
Isn't
the best lemonade.
Fun? Yes.
My kids love it. Every time we go in there, the bubbles and the lemonade.
So you know Deb?
Yes. Yes.
Deb always has them.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, we'll see if we can't send her some more people for lemonade bubbles in your books.
And in good cheer, she just is such an uplifting human being. And the store reflects that as well.
Very neat. And she's always, it's like that unique thing. Like, because I'm horrible at trying to figure out, which I'm assuming most guys are, but it's like you just can't do the normal stuff. So that place has been, and I used to live down the street from it too. So that place has been my saving grace for more than one gift occasion.
I understand that. And lots of good books in there, including mine.
Yep. Yep. So, okay. So let's give everybody the details again for the conference. It's April 30th.
Saturday.
Saturday.
All day.
Starts
from
at
8 a.m. to is 8 to 9 is breakfast and registration. 9 to 4, it's at the Sacred Heart Hospital Conference Center in Pensacola, which is up across from the mall. All the proceeds go to the Sacred Heart Foundation to help women get the health care that they need. It's a mere $50. I can't think of a better way to spend $50. Yeah. You get your body is nourished as well as your soul and your brain. I guess that's the best way I can put it. So register online, powerofe, that's capital letter E3.com, or call 850-437-3127. I hope you'll come. It's just a delightful, informative, enriching day.
That's very cool.
And maybe we'll invite Keith too.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Maybe.
Sit in the back.
I wouldn't want to go breaking any rules now. So, but well, and to be honest, I'm going to be able to talk to all of these speakers as well because we're sharing and help promoting and through Colleen and Powerful Women
Thank
of the
you.
Gulf Coast. So I kind of get the inside track.
Yes, you will. A little sneak preview.
That's it. So, anything that you can think we missed?
Life is good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just happen by magic. You can either sit back and fold your arms and wait for things to happen to you, and they will, but they might not be
not
what
by your
you
design.
Want.
Yeah.
Or you can say, this is my life. I only have one of them and one opportunity to make the most of it. I am convinced that each one of us is here on Earth for a reason. many people like me, it wasn't that easy to figure out what it is.
Whole lot of contrast to sift through, isn't it?
Yes, but each one of us does have a purpose. We can figure out what it is and make good decision based on who we were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here. Kathleen, you've been a fantastic guest today, and I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
And I will certainly be promoting this for you. And let's see.
With a little heart?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, well, because a lot of just what you said, like you said, women are not, a lot of this just resonates. And I think I've just been sort of either lucky enough or just maybe dumb enough to throw myself to the wolves that some of this came a little faster than not. Mm-hmm. But I can just relate to how many people I know just in my life.
Flailing?
And in my age group that have we've had these conversations that have led down these rabbit holes of just wondering what the heck,
how did I get here?
Yeah. Or I didn't see that coming, or why?
And how do I get
working?
Out of here?
Right. Yeah, and also some of that just rediscovery and like I said, awakening of something inside you that's just bigger than what you ever thought of before.
If you are living a life that has no joy and no pleasure, you're doing the wrong things.
Yeah,
whether it's volunteer work or paid work. Look for joy and pleasure and a sense of satisfaction and purpose, and then you're in the right spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And be happy.
Then you will be.
That's it. That's it. Well, we're getting to the end of our time here, but I want to thank you for hanging out with me today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Blue dots across the street, so you're going to have to go try one. So that's happiness right there.
Blue dot in a
burger.
On my list.
So, again, Kathleen, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us today.
Thank you, Keith.
You can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pensacola BR or Pcola BRX on Facebook, or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. You guys go check out the E3 conference. I don't think you're gonna go wrong. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.